Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Also streaming on Twitch, by the way, where you can just say watch a guy with reading glasses talking to a microphone. It's gripping. Twitch.tv as well as around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show illusionist Rob Lake. And he has a very special show that's streaming now on YouTube. Rob, welcome to the show. You know, and I think about, you know, the old Arrested Development with Will Arnett's character Job saying, I'm not a magician, I'm an illusionist. Do you ever care about the semantics of that?
You know, for me, they're interchangeable. Magic is the bigger umbrella, and then illusion would be my specialty. So for me, I don't get all bent out of shape like Job does. But I do appreciate the comparison.
Yes, and he did every bit to the final countdown. I'm sure you have different music. But for the magic of Rob Lake, this show, you know, is it the kind of thing where, you know, some comedians I know, Mark Norman, Sam Morril, Joe List, they were tired of pitching stuff to Netflix and Amazon and HBO, whatever. They went out, shot it themselves, and then they put it on YouTube, and they realized that that was probably a better call, and they're still getting money. So the YouTube thing is, how did that work out for you?
Well, this was the first year in 15 years I was not able to go entertain the troops overseas in person. For the past 15 years, we've done about a month or so all around the world, taking my show to bases to entertain the troops and bring a little bit of home and magic to them and their families who are overseas. So Armed Forces Entertainment, the entity that sets this up, approached me and asked if we could do a virtual show. And I did not want to just do card tricks in my living room, so we actually produced a full-on, all-out TV special, which is airing on the Armed Forces Network, which is a military channel for all the bases around the world, as well as they made it available on YouTube and Facebook, because several service members, you know, have different schedules or different time zones or different, you know, places. They wanted to make it as accessible as possible for the troops and their families around the world. So we definitely, we kind of went over and above and beyond a little virtual show and made a full-on TV special for Armed Forces Entertainment.
This show is also proudly on AFN as well, worldwide, 177 countries.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, what is it like, though, when the troops are thanking you when you're there to thank them? That's kind of weird, huh?
It is. You know, it's the least we could do. You know, there's so much service and support and sacrifice they have. And the fun thing about our show, when we travel to the bases, we do up to 4 shows a day because the demand is so high. There'll be a line that will literally spiral around the hangar we're performing in. And, you know, once we reach capacity, I don't have the heart to say no, so we'll just keep adding more shows until everyone gets in. And it's really the least we could do to bring a little home and normalcy to them and to say thank you. And, you know, with magic, we provide wonder and a little bit of an escape where, you know, for a few moments, anything is possible.
Do you ever kind of gear it to the troops, like you find out some info and then you say, too bad we can't make Gunnery Sergeant Coleman disappear, huh?
You know, there's a big restrictive list of what you can joke about and can't joke about, but we absolutely try to customize every show and every, you know, every performance. We try to make it as special and unique as possible.
I was speaking with April Macy, stand-up comedian last week, who also has gone overseas for the troops, and we were talking about this great picture she has on her website. She's got an M4 assault rifle, and they're letting her have a crack at the range. Have you ever dipped into that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they've let us do all sorts of things. We've actually got to climb on several of the aircraft while they're working on them in maintenance and see them. You know, we've gone to the firing range with them, and they let us. One of the coolest things, we got to go on a high-tech classified helicopter simulation thing, and I kept crashing. I would not be a great helicopter pilot at all. And then one time we got to drive the little robots from the bomb squad units, and you know, to see how we could do. And, you know, using the cameras and the protective gear and all the limitations, trying to go, I think we had to move a golf ball off of a parking cone, and it was really, really impossible. So it's a really fine-tuned precision jobs that these people have, and it shows how unskilled I am for that.
I know, let the experts handle it, right?
Absolutely.
Your performance, you have a lot of friends coming in, Reba McEntire and more. How do they help out?
So we do some virtual interactive magic on this show, and I wanted some recognizable faces. So I have several really cool friends like Reba McEntire and actor Rex Lynn and actress Gina Torres and Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead, and Tom Schumacher, producer from Disney, and the voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright. So all these friends joined me to participate in the magic on screen. And country singer Rodney Atkins as well.
Very cool. We're speaking with illusionist Rob Blake, the magic of Rob Blake on YouTube right now. Bringing in Michael Arden and, of course, from Broadway, or is Broadway, if you can put the emphasis on the other syllable, but this is a guy who knows about theatrical production. So how do you sort of tie in his expertise?
Yeah, so luckily Michael's been a friend of mine. We've collaborated on some things, and he filmed a really amazing Christmas Carol production that was the best thing I'd seen since the entire pandemic, because it felt like not a virtual show, but felt like you were watching a show in a theater. So I called him up and said, "Hey, I really want your help on this. You know, can you help me, you know, recreate that live feeling and make sure this is not just another virtual show?" Because I think we all have Zoom fatigue right now. And I said, "You know, how can we make this something really special?" So he was really happy to come out and help us in the filming and give us all sorts of advice and tips and work, you know, hands-on with the show. And he is really, really a genius. He's a Tony-nominated director and just brilliant, brilliant guy. And was an honor to have his support.
You know, when I think about different illusionists over the years and things that they might do to make a name for themselves or something completely crazy, what was maybe something that you were going to do and then, you know, 10 minutes before you were going to do it, you kind of thought, should I really be trying this?
You know, it can take many years to create an illusion. And one of my illusions, I had the idea when I was 12 years old, and I've been working on the specific illusion for 25 years now. And it's actually made its first premiere in this special we shot. And it's one of those things I kept, you know, it's very difficult. It's extremely dangerous and extremely painful for me. And I kept, you know, debating, should we film this? Should we perform it in front of the audience? Because we did tape some of our show with a live vaccinated medical health workers audience. And, you know, I was really, really on the last second debating if it was ready or not, if I should pull the plug or let it go through. And we went ahead and did it, and I'm glad we did.
You know, I love Kreskin, and especially when he would go on Letterman, and it seemed like he was always wrong. Now, he was a mentalist, obviously, and I've had him on this show just about every year for the last 10 years. I love having him on, but I also love how many times he's just wrong and he doesn't care. So, you know, sort of thinking about your profession, which is different, but what would be like the biggest gaffe where you're like, whoops, that didn't work?
Oh, sure. You know, it is a live show, and we tour all around the world, and we perform in venues all on every continent. And because it's live, things can go wrong. So when we create an illusion, we try our best to brainstorm and think of everything that we could possibly think of could go wrong and plan for it. So if something does happen, myself, my team, we're all prepared to go to plan B or C or D or all the way down to Z if we have to. And most of the time we catch it, but there's some things that go wrong that we can't control. I did a show a year or two ago, right before the pandemic ended, where I had some kind of stomach bug, and I was just miserable, and I was, you know, screwing up some things and forgetting things just because it was that show where you have to run over to the proverbial bucket on the side of the stage. But, you know, I plowed through it, and in that kind of instance, you know, there's not much I could do. We've also had times where the power goes out, there's construction down the block, and the entire theater block, you know, loses power. So you've got thousands of people in the audience, and you know, volunteers on stage in the middle of something, and the power completely goes out. So we've had that happen a couple times over my career, and I've had the audience pull out their cell phones and turn their flashlights on just so we can plow through until we get something, you know, some power back on.
And you deal with fire, too. That can be tricky. You can't really control fire, even though you think you can, right?
No, you're right. And it requires a whole, you know, fire marshals and pyrotechnicians and permits and a whole different, and everything has to be flame-proofed on the entire show. Because we do have the fire and the pyrotechnics throughout, and we have quite a bit of it. So it's really, it just takes a lot of coordination and planning, and everyone in the entire show has to be focused and attentive the whole time.
That's Rob Blake, and through his connection with Armed Forces Entertainment, the magic of Rob Blake is now on YouTube. So no excuse, go there, check it out right now, and be entertained. Rob, thanks a lot for your time. Anything else in the pipeline that you're working on right now?
Yeah, you know, like everyone else, we're hoping to get back to live shows and returning live soon. So fingers crossed that will be sooner than later. But we're really honored to be able to do this show and support Armed Forces Entertainment and the troops.
All right, great stuff. Thanks, Rob. We'll catch up down the line, man.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.